Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back to another episode of Pretty Not Smart, and today we have the not.
She's the not.
Nice to me.
She's the not.
Pretty not smart.
You guys, we have the real MC Andrea back into another episode.
So it's another Castro Sisters podcast.
Yeah. Wait, that's cool. I felt like we weren't gonna have Andrea on here until like a cute minute, but the opportunity arose.
They're putting me to work.
work.
Her vacay.
Get to work. Wait, did I ever explain why her nickname is MC? Did I?
No, I don't think so, because I don't think I really know.
I just call her that too, but I'm bored. You don't know what I call her MC?
McFart?
She all exposed everything.
Wait, is that why?
So I don't know why I randomly started calling her McFart. I don't know where the Mc came from.
I know where the fart came from.
I'm like, that part I do.
But maybe McDonald's?
One time when she was little, she farted, and me, Yoatzi, and Andrea watched this movie. I forgot what it was called.
Hermana Pedorra.
Yes. And then,
oh, that movie was sad.
It was so sad.
It was a sad movie, but that was like a funny part in the movie where the little boy calls his sister, like, Hermana Pedorra. And one time Andrea farted, and I said that to her. So I was like, now I'm going to call you Fart.
Yeah.
But then I started calling her McFart. I don't know where the McFart came from. So now I just call her MC, and then it works out because I don't know if you guys have heard Mariah Carey songs, but then they'll call her MC or the real MC.
The real MC.
So whenever I call Andrea, I just call her the real MC.
Is there a fake MC or what?
Well, I don't know. That's what they call Mariah Carey, the real MC. And it just sounds cool, MC. Like official. But I'm telling you guys, my nicknames for people are so random. Like, I don't. Real. Like, it went from Andrea to MC. It has nothing to do with her.
I know. But her actual nickname that we've been calling her since she was Chiquita is Nea.
Yeah, we call her Nea. And it's spelled N-E-A-H.
No, it's not. I spell it Nea.
Yeah.
N-E-Y-A.
Oh, really? I spell it N-E-A-H.
No, I spell it Nea.
I call her Nea.
And I think with the and I think
your breath.
We named her Nea because I think when we were kids, we just didn't want to say Andrea or what?
I don't know. I barely remember what I did yesterday.
I couldn't say my own name.
Oh, and she probably she would call herself Nea.
Because Travis, when he was baby and he couldn't say Andrea, he would also just say Nea.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So we took off. She couldn't say the D and the R, so it'd just be like Anea. So now I call her Nea.
No, she's Fart.
No, it's MC or Nea. But yeah, you guys, so we have Andrea back into another episode.
3 minutes explaining my name.
I know. Sorry
about it. We have to know where you came from.
We have to tell him where you were born and lifted off the ground from.
She's like,
but Andrea's actually going to give us 2 questions.
Because she said she watched our Dumber Than a Fifth Grader video, and she said we were dumb.
So she said she wanted to ask us, instead of doing a spelling bee, she's going to ask us 2 more. Mm-hmm. Wait, what are they, like, easy, medium, or hard?
They're very easy, but you just have to think.
So are we both just answering whoever gets it right first?
Yeah, okay.
They're very easy, you just have to think.
First question.
Okay. We're both dumb.
Okay, I'm scared. Okay. First question. Okay. How many months
12.
Have 28 days?
Oh my God. I think there's
7.
2 or 1. Wait, 7. 28 days, just 1. It's one of them.
Just think of the question again.
I'm breaking the feathers again.
Another try. All right. How many months have 28 days.
How many months have 28 days? How many months?
Only two.
1 month. How many months? We're
stupid.
What is it?
I don't get it.
Every month has 28. Oh!
That's a tongue twister.
That is not what a tongue twister is. Because
I was thinking February is the only one that has 28. But well, that's sometimes what I
think.
That was like your stupid bricks.
I know. I hated that one. No bricks, just talked.
So, well, then I was right because I said 12 at the beginning.
Yeah, you're right. But you didn't let me finish the question.
There's more.
I knew it, you
Next.
Guys.
This one's also another brick question. So just think.
Okay.
Well, all right.
So think brains outside on. Of the
Sorry,
box.
Sorry, Louise. Ready.
How can you go 8 days without sleeping?
Oh.
It's another brick question.
How can you go
eight days without sleeping? I guess they're more like riddles.
Staying awake. I can't even know the government stuff. You're all tricking me.
Staying awake.
How can you go to sleep for 8 months? Wait, what?
Because seven,
Wait,
eight, nine.
What'd you say?
What? How no. can Wait, you go? You how can you go 8 days without sleeping?
How can you go 8 days without sleeping? Just take naps?
By sleeping at night. Because it's how do you go, or how can you go 8 days? Like during the day, you're not sleeping during the day, you're sleeping at night.
I don't get it either. If you guys got that one.
Anyways, can I also make you spell something or no?
Yeah. Oh. I didn't get it.
Since you guys got negative 2 points, I'm going to let you redeem yourself.
Hey, so Berkeley.
Who goes first?
You guys can just... Volunteer?
I have volunteers tribute.
No, yeah. It's going to be like...
You can each try. Okay. And then I'll tell you who gets
and
it right.
Only once.
Since you don't
like to follow rules.
All right.
Okay. Absinthe.
Oh, shit.
Absinthe? Like the alcohol?
Yeah, right?
No, like
absinthe?
Like...
I'll go first and she doesn't get it. A, B, C. S... C, E, N, T.
Oh no!
Absence. Fuck you.
Absence.
Absence. Wait, like you have one sentence.
You have one absence.
Okay, absence.
How spelling
YouTube
bee?
Absence.
Being, I'm getting so confused. Absence. A B. S. Am I good?
Yeah, my good.
A B S E N C E.
She's smart.
Yeah, I got it. Woohoo!
You used a T, and I don't.
There
know.
There was a T.
No, you used a T.
Louis heard absent.
Yeah,
and
I
it's
heard
absent.
Oh, sorry, that was my bad. Then. Okay, next one.
Oh.
Okay, next one.
Yeah, man.
Embarrass.
Oh.
E M B A R. E. A.
What?
Embarrassed.
No.
E-M-B-A-R-E-S-S-T. Mm-mm. I don't care. I'm leaving. let me go on my phone.
E-M-B-A-R-R-A-S-S.
Well, that was D-U-M-B-B-E.
Anyways.
Oh, that's it. I didn't even get a chance to
Well, you were on your phone fucking texting.
I'm setting my grown-ups.
But anyways, we each wrote... two things that we hate about each other.
Seven things I hate about you.
I don't know what that is. Yeah, these are chingadas. Okay, so who's going to go first?
I'll go because I'm the oldest.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll go.
Okay, so I didn't know if you guys wanted like what we don't like right now, but I wrote about things that I didn't like when we were mocosos.
Oh, just anything in general.
Oh, okay. I did right now.
Doesn't matter. One, doesn't do say matter. One for each first.
Okay. So... I don't like about Andrea that she was the smart one.
Well, that's all a good thing.
Yeah,
no, like, she was. She would like.
That's fine.
No, I'm trying to think of an example. Like she was, like really smart, like really, really smart.
So why is that a bad thing?
No, like she'd make fun of us. Oh, like I'd be like, yeah, 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 yeah. I'd be like, wait, what was the president? Like, you're so fucking dumb. How do you I not know that George that. Washington is the first fucking president?
Yeah, I remember, like, that. I remember. It was a harsh smart.
It was a harsh smart. Like, she was like, oh, what's it?
It's because I didn't get her. You didn't know things.
But it's a, what do you call it? A smart ass. She was a smart ass. She is, pero like, she like is more a little informative nicer. Now. More informative, but before she was just a smart ass. Like, if we did not know something, because she's always been really smart. She'd be like, are you fucking dumb?
And we're
like,
no, I wouldn't.
Yeah, you
without
would.
The fucking, but she's like, are you stupid?
They wouldn't even, like, let me cuss.
And then so, oh
yeah. You guys,
picture this. Me and Andrea, me and Yoatsi were like cussing 24/7, but the moment Andrea would say like, shit, we'd be like, get the fuck up.
We're like, don't be saying that, I'm gonna tell my mom.
Yeah, we did not. It's because we felt very protective over her and we didn't want her to start cussing. So we would not let her cuss. She'd be like, I cuss at school. And I'd be like,
yeah, I remember she told us that. And I was like, Andrea, why are you doing that?
And I remember the first time I heard her cuss, it tore me. No, I didn't like it. It didn't sound right.
And then I was like, fuck.
And I was like,
dude, and I have such a sailor's mouth.
Wait, now. I do too. What is your... Oh, you're all smelling my armpit.
My phone fell.
What is your guys' favorite cuss word?
Stupid bitch.
Or maybe fuck.
Probably fuck.
Mine is dumb bitch or stupid bitch. All right.
What is it? Mine? Yours is stupid bitch. You a stupid hoe.
My fucking your favorite. Bitch.
I think, yeah. Fuck. Like, I think
I love to fuck.
No, yeah.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah. When I say that the most often, I think.
Fuck. I think me too. Fuck.
Man, the word bitch just has a nice tone to it, like fucking bitch.
But I feel like you can't use it all the time.
I do.
For everything, I'm like, you fucking stupid ass, fucking bitch ass, thinking ass. That.
I always say like, bitch or bitch, you fucking bitch.
Okay.
I'm all giving you guys different like scenarios in my life.
I think mine, yeah, it probably has to be fuck.
all the audio.
Probably fuck.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's that one.
Andrea, you go next, and okay. She came for you. Oh, wait, no.
Oh, you should have to say. Wait, but it's two each, right?
Well, yeah, but she can just give one. So we can do a whole round of the circle moment.
One thing that I have never liked about Dewey,
bitch. My face is all oily.
Who the fuck is Dewey?
All these nicknames.
I think this is the second time in the week that I call you Dewey.
Remember when you called him mommy? In one of your videos, you were like when you were dressing up in your Fenty Beauty outfit, and then you're like, thank you, mommy.
Like, you pointed at me, and I was like, hey,
like mommy. Yeah, I met like, my mommy. Mom, but I called Louis mommy. But what was I saying? Oh yeah, one thing I like about Louis is that he's very fucking cranky when you mess with his sleep. Like, it's scary, dude.
Me and Andrea this weekend.
Yes, I was trying to have Hawaii. I literally, like, he'd be like, set an alarm for 8 in the morning. And I'd be like, okay. And I set my alarm. And then I was so scared to try and wake him up. I'd go up to him and I'd be like, good morning. Like, Louis. And he'd be like, mm-mm. Oh. And then I'd be like, okay, let me give him 5 minutes. I'd come back and I'd be like, Louis, like, good morning. And I'd be like, no, shut the fuck up. Like, no, she'd like, be like, turn around.
It's because she's like one of those people that's like really happy in the morning. Oh. And I hate that.
I hate like, happy people.
No, it's just, it's too early to talk. And she'd be like, good morning. And I'd be like, shh.
Yeah.
It's because she was all happy, like cleaning and doing everything. And I was like, so whenever I wake up, I need a good, like, at least 5 to 10 minutes of like waking up.
Oh, zen.
And she'd be like, but it was, she was being so nice. She'd be like, hi. And I'd be like, shh.
Yeah.
I just didn't want to talk to her. I don't even want to look her way. Just like,
you want to know what's worse? I'll never forgive you for this.
Bitch, all dramatic.
Wait, for your birthday when I was all mad?
Yes. So it's actually Hawaii. So yeah. 2 years ago when we went to Hawaii for my first birthday. My first birthday.
You're all zero.
2 years ago we went to Hawaii for my birthday. I was pregnant with Ella Wishes, and we were going out to dinner to that Mexican place. And I was roommates with Andrea. And Andrea was so pissed because her bedtime is like 8. And we went to dinner at like 8, but Hawaii time. So it's
11.
Like 11 here time. So I was like, nah. She's like, I'm going to just take it up. And I was like, no, please come. Like, it's my birthday dinner. Like, come. But Andrea was so tired. And she was like, she fell asleep. And I was like, Andreita, like, come. She's like, shut the fuck up. And I was like, I swear. I was like, nah, come on. And I was like, please come. And you were like, fuck you. No. She was so mad. She's like, dude, stop. Leave me the fuck alone. I already told you I don't want to fucking go to the dinner. I'm so tired. No, Andrea. She like went off on me the amount of time she said, fuck you. But then she snapped out of it. And she was all mad walking because we walked to the restaurant. And then like after she calmed down, she's like, hey, sissy, I just wanted to say I'm really sorry. I was just like half asleep and I was really cranky and I didn't mean anything I said, but I'm really sorry. But I totally
I'm sorry.
I understood her because I feel like she had a Louis moment, but hers like trying to nap and we're just not letting her go to bed. We were keeping her way past her bedtime.
Louis moment, it's all you.
Me?
If you try to wake up Yahtzee from sleep, literally it's like
waking up. We all have the problem.
No, it's like waking for real. It's like waking up Sandy Cheeks when she was hibernating. Even Alex, I'll be like, I'll call him because sometimes Yahtzee doesn't answer. I'm like, hey, can you tell Yahtzee? He'll be like, no, she's sleeping. I can't bother her. And he's like, if I wake her up, she's going to eat me right now. So he'll be like, I'll just tell her when she wakes up. Like, everybody knows that when Yahtzee's sleeping, just don't even make noise.
No, dude, same thing though. When Alex tries to wake me up, he's like, good morning, baby. And I'm like, shh. I get so mad, especially when they try to be cute because I'm so mad. I just want to sleep. And Alex is like, baby, good morning. I'm like, shh. And I just cover myself up with my blanket. And I'm like, ah, leave me alone.
So long story short, don't mess with us in our sleep.
Yeah, we're all the same but different.
Our podcast name is going to be like The Roar Sleepers.
The Hibernators.
Instead of the Castro sisters, the hibernating sisters. Okay, Andrea, you go.
Okay.
One thing.
Okay.
Who are you going first for?
Yahtzee. I hate that Yahtzee has a phone, but she acts like she doesn't.
Oh.
Because she never, ever answers.
It's so frustrating.
I think this weekend we each called her about 100 times, and out of those 100 times, she answered twice. It gets to the point where we have to call Alex.
Yeah, I call Alex before I call her now.
And then he gives her the phone.
Yeah.
But then sometimes Alex also doesn't answer, so I'm just like,
ándale, pero usted no le gusta que le hablen.
No, pero yo sí contesto.
Yeah.
Ay, no es cierto.
She, and like, it's Louis, no, but Louis, if he misses a call, he'll call me back. Or he'll text me and be like, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't see it. What happened? She just won't call back. She will literally just ignore you. Like, I'll call her 3 times and it'll be like 5 days later and I'll call her again. And she'll be like, oh, I forgot.
I have kids.
That's nice.
No, so here's what happens. Okay, here's what happened, you guys. Pretty not smart. Here's what happens. So, I will have my phone on my hands 24/7. And when I am like on work mode or paying attention mode, nadie me habla. The moment I decide I'm like, okay, I'm done. I'm going to go play with the kids or go do something. I put the phone down and all of a sudden that's when everyone and their moms needs me.
No, because we even call you when you're in the fucking car with your fucking phone on your fucking lap.
Así sí contesto.
No,
Andrea, did we not call her this trip while we were driving?
And
we
have to call so Alex. It's so frustrating.
Like, wait, I was driving the trip. Most of the trip I was driving.
Really?
Yeah.
The fuck?
I was like,
you never drive.
I know. It's because it was Hawaii. So I want to be a I was driving this.
She doesn't answer. Long story short.
Okay. Louis' turn. Oh, I remember yours.
No.
Dele cabrón.
Louis is that he plays his audio on his phone so loud, it stresses me out. Like, on the plane this weekend, he was watching TikToks, and they're all like, they're just so inappropriate for the plane. And I'm like, Louis,
no,
I'm
it
like,
was just a
nah.
song.
I'm like, Louis, shit, hasta le sube más. He's like, I can't hear.
No,
I
feel like, she was like, I was watching, it was just like a random TikTok dance, and to me, it's not loud. But she was. She looks at me, and I already knew it was coming. And she's like, "Shh!" And I was like, "What?" She's like, "It's loud." I was like, "Bitch, I can barely hear it." So I put it up more. Dude,
and it's like everyone. Everyone
reminding me I can't hear.
So everyone around us will be like giving like side eye because it's all loud. And, like, and he's like,
"But this is an actual medical problem that Luis needs to get checked on."
All the way. He was like,
"I'm like, no, Luisito, you know you're sordo."
What the fuck? Well, you know you started there. I'll make it a happy moment, bitch.
No. Now, when he was little, he would blast his headphones and be like, and we'd be like, dude, bájale. And he was on like his mundo.
Or
like,
when he'd sit with to the TV like this.
I don't know what the problem is, but I think I know I can hear less from this ear than this ear. Because even I remember when Mingyati put on these headphones, I was like, am I tripping or this sound doesn't work? And she was like, it works fine. I was like, I can't hear shit. So putting these things on, like my volume is louder than all of theirs.
Dude, and he's like, put it up.
So I'm like, I can hear myself more from this ear than this ear.
You don't
think
the headphones messed you up as you were a little kid? Because you would put it up so loud.
I don't know.
Okay, well, then maybe it's not a pet peeve because that's.
I don't know. I'm like, get him.
Yeah. If he can't hear, he didn't know.
No, he can't hear.
I thought he was doing it just because he didn't have like spatial awareness, like that.
No. I feel, yeah.
I can't.
A little bit of both.
Get him.
Never mind. Just
kidding. No, and then sometimes I'll be like driving him. The rare times that I drive, right? I'm driving and I have like my little music, and he has his TikTok on full blast, and he's like, hey, hey, hey. And I'm trying to enjoy my music, but he's like, hey, hey.
Yeah.
I'm like, ooh.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Okay, so now it's my turn to say my things I hate about them. I hate that I hate you.
All right. A poem. He's all writing a poem.
For real. All 10 things I hate about you.
I know. It sounded like it.
I'm like, when I was young. All right. Okay, so the first thing I'm going to say about Andrea. And coincidentally, it just happened today as well. One thing I hate about Andrea is that she... Okay, so she's smart, but she's fucking street dumb.
Oh, yes. Like,
I mean by street dumb, I mean, like, so she's book smart. But when it comes to, like, shit in the real world.
Like, common sense. Like, common sense, she really lacks dumb. It.
And I even put right here as an example. She doesn't even know how to, like, press play or turn on the TV. Oh. And just, but coincidentally, right now, before we started recording, so that we have a TV monitor. And when you turn on the camera, you have to mute the TV. Or else it makes like this really weird, like staticky noise. So here's the remote and this earphone. So they were right next to each other. And I was like, Andrea. Oh, headphone. I was like, Andrea, can you...
Ay, el que me está diciendo.
No, wait. I was like, Andrea, can you press mute on the remote? And she's like, the remote? And she picks up the headphone and she's looking at it. She's like, and I was like, Andrea, on the remote. And she's like looking everywhere. I'm like, Andrea, the remote is right there. And I was panicking too because the noise is fucking annoying. It's like,
it's like a really loud
and she
noise.
Gets it and I'm like, Andrea, hurry up, it's bothering my ears. Like, and she's like, okay,
but there's a million buttons on that remote,
babe.
I've never seen that remote.
In big ass words right here, it says mute. And she was like, I got it, don't worry about it. She finally muted it. But what had me cracking up is that I already knew I was gonna say that as a like thing I hate, but the fact that I was like, press mute on the remote, and she grabs the headphone and she's like looking at it. I'm like, how is this?
Be nice to me.
Or sometimes I'll be like, Andrea, can you turn on the AC?
Bitch, I live in a 100-year-old apartment. I don't own AC. I don't know how to
like
use
in
an
the
AC.
Car. She's like,
I don't have a car.
I'm like, can you?
Yeah, bitch, you do.
But I didn't have a car.
I'll be like, can you put up the volume?
Well, like, with your fucking Porsches all like new and updated, I don't know how you use
like,
that.
What?
Oh, but it's funny. but cute. Okay. Mm-mm. Now for Yoatsi.
You already said one thing you don't like about me.
What I think? The phone? Well, yeah, that's one thing.
No, that like. Was me.
Yeah, she said it. But I also hate that, so I had written it down. Yeah. But for mine is that everyone has like a plus and a con.
Everyone has a problem.
So Yoatsi is an airhead. I think I said this on our last one. I don't know if I already said this or not, but I really hate it. That she doesn't remember her plans. So as you guys heard on one of our other episodes, Yoatsi's the planner of the family. She likes to do all the schedules and everything. This weekend in Hawaii, me, Andrea, my mom, and my dad were all complaining because she had this whole schedule, and not only does she not remember it, but she doesn't share it with us. So, I like to tell you guys, she bought her flights and everything. I didn't know what time we were flying out the next day till my mom told me a few hours before, the day before. I was like, what time are we flying out? I don't know. I haven't checked. I'm like, babe, we leave tomorrow. I don't know. So I'm like, mom, what time do we fly? We leave at 8 a.m. I'm like, 8 a.m.? I have not packed. And then we were over there and we would be like, Yoatsi, what time do we have our hike? I don't know. Can you share with us? No.
And then we went on the hike and she took us on the hike the wrong day.
The wrong day.
The reservation.
I booked it for the second and we showed up the first.
And luckily the lady saw how much we were struggling just to find parking. So she's like, you guys are here on the wrong day, but I'll just let you in.
It's because... I take all the responsibility of the trip.
Well, then share so that we can handle the attending.
So I learned lessons this trip. Don't take my kids. Leaving them next time, hiring a nanny. Because honestly, you guys, I was so stressed out. This was my first time going on a vacay with both of my kids. And ella está chiquita y trae su chillón. So it was very stressful. That's rule number one, leave kids. Bitch. Rule number two, make an itinerary, like a legit itinerary, and then share it with everyone so they can leave me alone.
So you can also leave us alone. Because it was the whole thing was really stressful. When we were driving there, I'd be like, what hotel? I don't know. So I was like, so where am I driving? I'll send it to you. So as we're on the road, I'm like, so where am I going? And I eventually randomly get it.
And I messed up the dates too.
Bitch, she told us, okay, we're going to leave this day and we're coming back Thursday. We came back Wednesday, babes. So even Andrea asked for the time off work.
I
requested
another day off and I need the money. And so I was sad.
And then I had already had like my plans and I told everybody I won't be back till the 4th. I'm here the 3rd. Everyone's like, what the fuck happened? I'm like,
I don't know. Well, I know what I did. I could have sworn I booked the whole time. But I remember later and I was like, why did I do that? There had to have been a reason. And if we came back the 4th, which was a Thursday, for whatever reason, the ticket prices went up 1,000 coming back the Thursday. So then I remember like, oh, we're going to miss a day, but we're saving a grand each on the ticket.
But you didn't tell us that. So in all of our heads, we were like, yay, 4 days. And she's like, it's 3 days. We're like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
So
I hella overpacked too because I packed for an extra day.
It was still really fun, but the first day almost felt like a blur because all of us were really jet lagged. All of us woke up like at fucking 5, 6 a.m. And then we get there and we were already doing activities. So the first day was a blur. And then we only really enjoyed the other two days. But they were so jam-packed with like things that we had to do that there really wasn't any time for us to be like,
yeah. So
but
lesson learned, I think I realized and I was like, okay, the day that we get there should not count as like a day.
Yeah.
So it should be the day we get there and then have 3 days to enjoy and then the day that we fly back.
But those are stupid problems to have. Long story short, we still had our vacay and it was an amazing time.
And we had fun.
But somebody just didn't know how to plan.
Next time you guys plan.
No, next time you share so that we can all figure out.
I'll just give you the money and you guys plan it. I'm like, here, you deal with it.
Okay.
So your turn again, Zizzy. Oh, we're still going for it?
We said two each.
Oh, shit.
You didn't write two each?
I did. I have more. Wait, they all deleted?
How did they do that?
Oh, they're right here.
Okay.
Hi, this one too. For fart. All mad.
I know.
All right, for fart, kitty, fart, 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 fart.
When you guys were just little, bullying me.
God. No, when we were little, Andrea was the biggest chillona in the entire universe. Si o no,
with reason.
No, Luis, si o no, we'd be like, is there a day you don't cry? Like, we would literally tell her every day.
Being emotional is not a bad thing.
It's cursy. See, we'd be like, give us a remote. I'd be like, Pepe Narte.
Dude, no, they were mean. They were so mean to me. She'd always hit us when she was supposed to be taking care of us. She fed me a rotten cheese sandwich.
I knew she was going to bring up the cheese story.
And it sent me to the hospital.
No, okay. We are going to settle this now, Andrea. No. We're going to okay, here's what happened in my eyes, okay? I'm going to tell it from my perspective, and then you can go. Oh, the cheese story ends here. She always brings it up.
Because it's true.
So we were mocosos, and my parents.
Mocosos, my ass, we bitch. I was kids. Probably like.
No, like.
I think all I of was us. Like 9 at this point. So you were a mocosa. 16.
We were all little kids. And no, I don't think I was 16 yet. I was
yes,
younger.
You were.
I was in middle school. I was.
No,
like,
you were. This was at 149 row. For I real? Was literally oh, in middle okay. school.
Then I was like 15. 15, 16. Ay, she don't remember the ageito. A ver, ¿cuántos años tenías tú?
9.
All right, pues. Hey. Yeah, I was at 149. All right, so, Andrea, I was in charge of the mocosos, and I was taking care of them, and I made Andrea a sandwich, because this bitch didn't like to eat nothing.
She
nothing.
Was such a picky eater.
So picky, so I was like, Andrea, I have to feed you, or my mom's going to hit me. Wait. Like, I have to feed you.
Literally to tell you guys how picky Andrea was. I'm a picky eater, but she was picky. Sometimes for dinner, she would just have a regular tortilla with limon y sal.
That was when I was baby.
No, bitch, that was middle school you. And I know a lot of...
Wait, to tell you guys that she eats cereal for dinner. And that's her dinner. I was like, what are you going to eat? Cereal? Aw, yeah.
Or just her niche. No, that was when you were little.
When you lived with us. Oh. Yeah, what are you going to have? She's like, I'm good with cereal. Ya bien grandotota.
Okay, tell
but the anyways,
cheese
the cheese story. She was really, really picky, so I was stressing out, and I was like, what am I going to feed this little bitch? So then I was like, okay, I'm going to make her a sandwich. Y yo bien, la hermanita del año, le hice su sandwich, y agarré queso fresco, y le puse su quesito, todo, le hice su pinche sandwich bien bonito. Y esta, she took a bite. She was like, and I was like, Andrea, because she would do this a lot. She'd be yeah. like, my stomach hurts. Yeah. I don't want anymore. And I was like, this bitch is going to start again. And I was like, Andrea, eat your sandwich or you can't leave the table.
Yeah.
And she was like, but it tastes so bad. And I was like, no, it doesn't. So I forced her to eat like half of the sandwich.
It was the whole thing.
No, she ate like
the
half.
The whole thing. Wait,
I know it wasn't the whole thing because eventually you were like, please try it. It tastes so
yeah.
bad.
I was like 3/4 of the way
so
done.
So then I was like, oh. So I saw her really suffering. So I was like, let me try the sandwich. The cheese estaba pudrido.
Not pudrido, moldy and like no, 3 years worth
it
of.
It wasn't moldy. Es que era queso fresco. And queso fresco, once you open it, like it has a lifespan of like 5 days. Si no te lo comes right away, it won't look moldy, but it'll taste really, really
bad. It was bad.
Pero from the looks of it, no se miraba bad.
Yeah.
So she ate it. I made her eat it. And then I tried it and I was like, and I was like, Andrea, I'm so sorry. And I was like, Andrea, I'm so sorry. I felt really bad because I realized
it was. I feel like it was
all torturing me for like 40 minutes.
It was very much like the boy who cries wolf. Andrea would always like cry about how bad food tasted, but just because she didn't like it. So the time that it actually tasted disgusting,
bad, I was like, she's being dumb. She just doesn't want to eat, but it was actually really bad.
And
cheese.
Then she got food poisoning.
She got sick for like a week.
Poor
no,
name.
Dude, like 2 weeks. I couldn't go to school because I like
imagine?
Dude, no.
She was like, and you're like,
and she wouldn't let me get up from the table until I finished. She was like, you can't get up. Until you eat that whole sandwich.
Dude,
and
for I was real. Like, I really thought she
and
was
I
fucking
missed,
with me.
I had to go to the hospital because I couldn't stop throwing
and
up.
She got her stomach cramped.
And I got filled with ronchas too. Like,
really? I don't remember going there.
It was awesome. Yes. Like,
and I couldn't go to school. I couldn't go to school for a week.
She alters to queso fresco.
I literally I couldn't eat anything. Me. I was just eating Jello and drinking water. You guys
sorry,
are mean.
Fifi.
You guys are so
and Louis
mean
was just
me.
There watching the whole thing. He's like,
I was gonna say, where was I during all this?
In the living room.
No,
with
he was
SpongeBob.
Probably like.
No, I had to have eaten the same cheese.
No, I'm like, I think me and you ate something else.
Oh, because she didn't want
to. She didn't want to eat it, so I had to make her own separate sandwich.
Yes, Benny.
Ah, hello, funny. Yeah, those are great times. I was going to say,
those are the days. Okay.
You guys are mean.
Now say a pet peeve about me.
I don't think I have one. Another one. I've already said all the ones.
I want you to tell him shit.
I know. Okay, then Andrea, you go. Yeah, it's because me and Yotsi already did a whole things we hate about
each other. A whole
shebang
mile.
Seven things I hate about you.
Okay, for Yotsi, it was literally like kind of the same thing that Louis said, that she gets upset when you ask her questions about a plan. Like,
oh, yeah.
Like,
it's the same thing.
Yeah, it's pretty much the same thing. We have a plan, and I'll ask her, like, hey, what time? And she gets mad at you. Or frustrated. Yeah, and then she'll be like, I'll tell you later. And
this
then later,
whole trip,
you ask again. And
I was so overstimulated. By my kids, though. So
but
it was.
You do that 24-7, like just day to day.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I'm overstimulated 24-7. I need a higher dose on my meds.
Talking about the cheese touch or whatever.
The cheese touch.
I feel like, let us know if you guys want us to do, like, in the future, a story of all of our childhood stories and traumas we gave each other. Because we have a lot. Right now that Andrea brought up, like, the cheese, I can only imagine all the story. It's because my parents used to have us take care of one another when we were little. So I feel like when we were children, we spent more each other with us three than with my parents.
We did.
So we had a lot
of crazy
stories.
Like babysitters.
Yeah. So it'll probably be really funny. But
I just thought of so many things.
But talking about the trip.
Dude, I had to get a lock on my door just to hide from them, too.
I was like,
shit. Save it for another podcast.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, we have to tell them all the juicy stories. But talking about trips, since we keep talking about Hawaii, we did want to talk about some stories that we have about Hawaii. Because we've been to Hawaii together three times. And every time something happens.
I feel like, especially to me, I think Betty has something bad against me.
I think, okay, so the first trip was good. I don't think anything happened where, like, all three of us were like, fuck, grab, get it. We were very much, this was my second time there and your guys' first time, and I took them to Maui.
But I'm saying that, like, something, an accident always happens to me.
What happened to you on the first trip?
You don't remember.
The first trip,
when me and Andrea got lost at sea, me and Andrea crashed into rocks. And I got my toe said it scrape. I got a whole scrape on my toe. Y se me encajaron piedras. So I came back to Hebei with rocks. I mean, I came back to the mainland with rocks inside my foot. That's so nasty.
That was disgusting.
Yeah. So
I think that same little trip to the beach on our way back with the big old, what was it? Not a boogie board. What was it? Paddleboard. With the paddleboard.
And you guys got lost?
Do you remember it? I don't know what happened, but, like, I messed up my foot and I had to, like, wrap it.
Oh, yeah. I think it was on the rocks, too. You also hurt yourself on the rocks.
Oh, because both of you crashed onto the rocks.
Yeah,
and you guys were like, help! And I was like, bitch, how am I going to get all the way
help
there?
Help me!
We have footage of that in my YouTube channel. If you look up Hawaii Castro Sisters, I think it's one of the first videos. Really? And, yes, me and Andrea are like, no way! You could hear us be like, help us! And he's like, what do you want me to do?
Okay, nah. Let's clear it the fuck up.
Nah. We're all clearing all our fights here.
There was a paddle board, right? And when you're renting these paddle boards, the guy that's renting them out says, please stay within this fucking zone. Because if you get out this fucking zone, you're going to be lost on the fucking...
The current took us out.
He's going to be like, the current will take you and we'll probably never see you again. Yes, that's...
La, 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 la.
And they went out of the current.
Not purposely, it took us.
He's like, come here. No. They were paddleboarding so close to the current, trying to be like risky girl vibes. I stayed inside, so eventually the current took them. And they were like, no! And I didn't know what they were saying, so I was just recording them thinking it was funny. But they were like, help us! Because they were so far from land.
I thought we were done.
I was having...
We're lost at sea.
I had the craziest panic attack.
Yeah, I literally had to tell her, like, Yuatsi, calm down.
Andrea was like, Andrea. I mean, she was like, Yuatsi, like, relax.
<Stop yourself. laughs>
No, she was calming me down, like, take a deep breath, relax. And I was like, Andrea, like, how are we going to get back? Like, I was panicking.
They were far,
so
and then
bad.
As much as they were paddling, the current was taking us, so they couldn't come back.
Dude, at one point, there was, like, a big old turtle.
Yeah.
Next
gonna say. And the turtle was already like ready to put them on their back and just go to like the deep ocean.
No, I think the turtle was what relaxed me a little bit, because the turtle, and Andrea was like, look, a turtle. And I was like, a turtle. And I like, for a little moment, I was like, ah. And then somehow we made it back.
I don't know how you guys made it back. I just waited for them there. I was like, they'll be back.
No, I was taking pictures with the rainbow.
Oh, I was taking pictures.
In the footage that I have in the vlog, Louis just like, woo. And then he's like, I look so cute. And then you can literally hear, say, help me. He's like, what do you want me to do?
Well, I was like, babe, I'm not going to go over there.
He was like, anyways.
I was like, I was just recording them. They were all far.
And then the second trip, I was pregnant with Ella. And we went on a snorkeling little adventure.
A snorkeling thing that Yoatsi booked because she wanted to do.
I wanted to do snorkeling because we had gone for my birthday 2 years ago. I was so excited, but I was pregnant. So I was in my first trimester. Everything was making me nauseous due to the moment I got on the boat. I was like, I'm not going to make it. And I think somewhere there's footage of it too. But the whole time on the boat, I was like, dude, I'm surprised my guts didn't come out.
Wait, well, I'm confused.
I was thinking of the one where we were kayaking. Yeah,
are those two different times? So those are two different trips?
The first trip was the kayak.
And which one's the one with the boat?
That was the second one. Yeah, that was the second one.
Oh, yeah, the first one. Okay, yeah. so the first trip, we went out
on some kayaks to go see some like turtles and some cool fish.
Also snorkeling.
And you're supposed to get off the kayak. She didn't even get off because she was like, I can't. And she ended up feeding the fish.
Yeah, she threw up.
The guy, the tourist guide, he was like, I was like, what happens if I throw up? And he's like, just do it. You're going to feed the fish. I like vomited everywhere and I just see the little fish be like.
So yeah, the first time was because she just got seasick. The second time we went to Hawaii is because she was pregnant. And that one I didn't want to do because I'm scared of the ocean. And I still went. And she threw up and didn't even do it.
No, I didn't. I even went off. I didn't go off the slide because I was pregnant.
She didn't get off the slide, but she got off.
But I was still swimming and I saw the fishes, the turtles. Ooh. But to tell you that I am never going snorkeling, kayaking, boat riding ever again.
It was fun.
It was
me and Andrea were like,
I can't even swim. And I was like,
I know. In the deep ass ocean, dude. That shit was scary, you guys. So like, I have a fear of getting in the water and not being able to see what's under me. So that's why I'll go into the ocean in Hawaii because the water is really clear and I can see under and it's just not as scary. But like here in Cali, I will not go into the ocean because I don't know what's under me and it grosses me out. But when we did that whole snorkeling experience, you guys, we went so far into the ocean that I couldn't even see the island and we were scuba diving. And I remember,
snorkeling.
Snorkeling. I remember I looked under and the ocean looked so dark. You could not see no floor. I panicked. I had a whole panic attack off of the boat. I was like, I started panicking and breathing like really heavy, but then I was like, it's okay, I'm okay, okay. There was hella people here.
Okay, a fucking shark.
No, literally. And then what made it worse, you guys, everybody was like, oh my God, there's a dolphin, like underneath. And I was like, well, this is what I paid for. Might as well look at the fucking dolphins. I looked down and it just gave me more fear because my perception of space was fucked up. I looked down and you can see like the dolphins pretty small, but it made me realize how deep under me they were. The fact that they looked small. Throw up. That's disgusting, dude. Like imagine how little they look because of how deep they were. That was scary, but it was a fun experience.
Pussy.
Fuck you. It's disgusting.
And then that second trip too, I also got stung by a bee.
Yeah.
Yeah, remember?
Everything happens. The first day we got there, we went to this really cool beach, and we were probably in the water for, like, what, 5 minutes? And then I was like,
yeah, I stepped on a stupid bee in the sand. Stung like, her. Why the fuck is there a bee in the sand? Like, bitch. Okay, and then last thing that happened to me on this trip, me and Andrea were wearing these cute little chanclitas, these Gucci slippers that we wear at every vacation. And for whatever reason, this time it gave me like a really bad side ampolla, like on the side of my foot. And it got worse because I went into the ocean and then it formed like a pocket. And when I was in the ocean, the sand got into the blister. It looked so disgusting. It's going to be on my vlog. But it was so freaking gross. And then the whole time, I just couldn't really get in the ocean because the sea salt was burning it so bad.
It was literally like a pocket full of sand.
But why does everything happen to me?
I don't know.
That's me.
And it's like not even things that like you look for. It just like accidentally happens.
Or when Louis broke my toe in Miami. My pinky toe.
That wasn't my fault. I was getting in a fight.
Oh, you're right. Broke your nose at Disneyland.
Hey! That one was on purpose. Just kidding.
For real. We'll talk about that story another time, though. We could get in.
But, well, besides Yahtzee, and then I got a really bad sunburn.
Oh my God. Show them.
Like, it looked bad, but it looked
really like it's bad. Cooking the more days that go by.
It doesn't look that red anymore, though. But look, you guys. I'm like, you're trying to like get around.
I can't.
Well, basically, if you guys can't see, if you're listening, she had gotten a really bad like sunburn.
We went on a hike.
Yeah.
I thought I put on enough sunscreen everywhere, but apparently I didn't because my shoulders are like super burnt, and then like all right here.
We all put on sunscreen, but we were all
Alex.
I know I want to talk about Alex.
You go ahead.
Oh my God, poor man. So he tried putting on sunscreen. He swears he asked me, but I don't remember him ever asking for help. So he's kind of buff, so he like tried to reach in his back, and I feel like his muscles get in the way. I don't know. Nomás no le alcanzan los brazos. He grabbed sunscreen and put like a little slab of sunscreen like that. Y se le quedó marcada su hand, so he got a sunburn, but you can see his
hand. It's just a little hand.
So I'm assuming he put like sunscreen on his whole hand, and you can see, so he put the whole hand and he only swiped it a little bit. Yeah. So you can see where his perfect hand is, where he had the sunscreen and placed it there, and then a little bit of like swipe. And everywhere where he didn't reach was burned. But I thought my sunburn was bad, but it's actually like normal now. But if you guys want to see under that sunburn, I did a TikTok on the last day we were in Hawaii. My mom was putting aloe on her, and that's when it looked like really? I watched that video and I was like, oh,
posted it already?
Yeah. It looks red. Like, yeah. It literally looks like we painted it.
Oh, I saw that.
I was like, oh, shit, that looks painful.
I feel like and my parents were talking about it on the beach. I feel like we need a reality show. Like, someone to follow us around. Because, like, the shit that happens to us, especially when we go on trips together, is hilarious.
I mean, sunburn was my fault for not putting sunscreen.
But you said,
it's just funny.
But like you said, you put on a good amount. I felt like you kept like, let me put sunscreen.
I reapplied hella times. And like I was so good about my sunscreen, and I still managed to get burnt. My nose is already starting to peel all bad.
Are you peeling?
But isn't that naturally a little bit more like güerita vibes?
Yeah, she's definitely more like light.
Because I don't really burn. I just tan. And I have an amazing tan right now. I have a good tan. But Andrea, she kept being like, remember to reapply. I was like, reapply?
She's like, he'd get in the water and be like, put on more sunscreen so you don't burn.
And I was like, no.
You're like, I'm good.
You know, and she got burned all bad. And then right now, since Andrea's drinking her little matcha.
Okay, this is what happens when you let Louis take charge, okay?
No. So my order, and we pretty much all drink it. Everyone just has a little bit of like adjustments. But my Starbucks order is the iced matcha green tea latte with soy milk and 2 pumps of vanilla. And with vanilla sweet cold foam. Yahtzee's is the same, just without vanilla sweet cold foam and with oat milk.
Oat milk.
And Yahtzee was like, hey, can you go get a Starbucks? So me wanting to be a good little brother. I know they both really want a Starbucks. So I was like, okay, oat milk. So I get there, and I never order it that way. I order it with soy milk. So I went, and I was like, hi, can I get 3 vanilla iced matcha green tea lattes or whatever? And she was like, yeah. And I was like, can I do, what is it called? And I was like, oh, can I do coconut milk? I remembered it was an O, but sorry, I don't go to the grocery store to buy oat milk. What the fuck is an O? What's an O?
What do you mean, what's an O?
Well, where do you get oat milk?
Like oats, like
avena.
How the fuck am I supposed to know that avena is oat? What is avena?
Oats.
Yeah,
like it's a
grain.
A grain, yeah. Like if you squish it and all that, sale lechita. So it's basically that turned into milk.
Well, basically, I remembered it was something with an O, but I don't know why. I told the lady, can I do coconut milk? And she was like, she literally looked at me. She's like, coconut milk? And I was like, yes. So then she made it with coconut milk. And everything seemed fine to me. So I even did like the 2 pumps of vanilla. So I drink it and I'm like, I'm like, this tastes different. I was like, maybe in Hawaii, they make it a little different. So then I give it to them and I see all their faces like, and then I was like, tastes different, huh? And they're like, and I see them like look at the thing, and she's like, coconut milk. And I was like, what?
Dude, and it's all expensive too.
Like, it's probably the most expensive milk.
No, because they were like, why the fuck did you get coconut milk? And I was like, isn't that what you get? She's like, oat milk. And I was like, fuck. And then she was like, what the fuck? She's like, I've never had it with coconut milk.
And they took so long to make our drinks too.
But because I realized that when I called for coconut milk, they had to bring it from the back.
Yeah, I even saw you them saw? Bringing gallons of coconut milk.
So I don't know if they were like, what the? Because even the lady was like, coconut milk. Maybe she had just never heard somebody do with coconut milk, or I don't know if I'm tripping and just like overthought about it. But then I was like, and they were so expensive. And Yotsu was like, well, you're fucking coconut milk. I paid $50.
For three? Venti four or three?
Four. Because Alex got Alex,
so. Okay, four venti drinks. Like $50 is insane.
Maybe because it was at the airport too, but I literally was like $50. I was like, yay. And it tasted horrible.
But we all like felt bad. So we were like,
I chugged mine because I just didn't want to throw it away. And then I was like, you're done? I was like, But it's because the coconut milk almost like watered down the flavor. So it just tasted like milk.
It overpowered the matcha. So you couldn't taste the matcha. You could just taste coconut milk.
Yeah, it was literally like water.
Like basically. Water. Wait, like a little sweet vibe. I mean, probably because of the vanilla syrup, but it tasted so funny.
It was not the drink that we usually
Our order, the right order, is a grande iced matcha latte with 3 pumps of vanilla, oat milk, and that's it.
That's her right order. That's not mine.
That's my right order, and it's the best.
Mine's with soy milk and 2 pumps. We look at her to say something.
That's your order.
She's like, I'll just drink it.
And she's like, whatever it is, I'm good.
In Berkeley, there isn't really a lot of like accessible Starbucks. Oh. Like, I think there's like 3, but the parking lots are always super busy. Or you have to go inside Safeway. So I don't get Starbucks. I just get, like, from other little, like, local coffee shops. So I only get Starbucks when I'm here. And I just get...
No one.
I get this.
Wanted.
You see, how do you feel living in the city? Because you live in a city, huh?
I hate the city. Yeah.
All right. Like, how do... Because I personally hate
I love it. Well, I, like... I used to hate living there. But now I really like it because... At first, I felt very overwhelmed that it was, like, a big new city. But Berkeley is actually really small. And I, like, well, now I have the car there. But before, like, the transportation was pretty good. So, like, I could get to school, like, easily. The grocery store was close to my house, so I could just walk there.
So, like, I think why I hate it is because... Cities just tend to be so difficult to, like, find parking. Like, you have to pay for parking everywhere. You can't, like where we live, you can literally, if I'm going to go to Starbucks, I can park right in front of Starbucks, calmly get off, get my drink, take my time, and come out. But, like, when you're in a city, it's, like, $20 per parking, like, for 5 minutes, and, like...
But not only that, but it's just so busy.
They're so busy.
The roads are so busy. Every time I go see Andrea, I get, like, ran over almost every time, because I'll be like, Andrea, and the cars there don't give a fuck, and they're about to, like, run us over and, like, give us a sticker after, like, they run us over.
Yeah. And there's people walking everywhere, their bikes everywhere. Like, that gives me so much anxiety.
Yeah,
like, I need everyone to relax.
But, but the coffee over there is a lot better.
Bitch, the coffee is like what outweighs all the stuff going around.
No, because right now that you guys are asking me about coffee, like, the local coffee shops there are a lot better. Oh, I bet.
Well, we might go visit Nan.
And the food is delicious.
Soon.
There's so much
food. So you better take us to all these places and we'll see.
We'll come back and rate it. She's not here. We're like, I hate it.
I took you to like one place, Grapevine, and he was like, I love it.
Which remind me which Grapevine. One is.
The one where you get like those big old sandwiches. The pasta. Where we got breakfast. We've been there like 3 times.
Oh yeah. I also remember the sushi place you took me to.
Oh, I took you there too.
Well, you know what I think is cute? How this one time, Louie went to go visit Nan in her little college. And Louie, I guess, just wanted to be with Nan. So he went to one of Nan's little classes. And he pretended to be a student.
Well, Andrea showed me all her campus.
And you were just all sitting in class. He said that the teacher didn't even notice he was in there. He
was drawing
little doodles.
They didn't even, like, take roll or anything. So I just sat there.
He's all in class.
And she's all taking me around her campus. Everyone thought I was a student.
I took them to like a tutoring center. Not a tutoring center, but just like a study.
And she's all daycare. She's like, you stay here. I'll be back.
Yeah, a little study center because I had homework. And he was just sitting there. He's like.
Yeah, she was all studying. And I was like, no, what do I do now? But.
That's cute.
No, yeah. There's a lot of like cute places that she's taken me to over there. But it's really busy. And there's people everywhere. And it's scary.
Over summer, it's really nice. Because all the.
Students
go home, and so it's nice
and empty.
It's
just more like chill.
Yeah, yeah, like even I work at a little grocery store right now, and it's all slow, nice. But when the student
I was gonna say a story after.
Oh, but when the students come, it's like
yeah, everybody. Yeah. I was gonna say this one time I went to Berkeley and I didn't tell Andrea,
and I saw him.
She was going to a class and I'm just like across the street on the other side of like the sidewalk and I'm just walking and she's like what the
imagine me thinking this bitch is in LA and then I see him crossing the fucking street.
She's like, I was like casual day at school and she's like what the fuck
and I'm just like crossing the street by myself.
I was like, oh, okay.
And then she calls me.
I took a picture of him and I was like, oh, me.
And she calls me. She's like, is that you? And I was like, hey.
What the
And then we just
fuck?
Spent.
He was like, let's get breakfast tomorrow. Yeah.
And then we just spent the rest of like the week together.
Yeah, I was like, oh, okay.
She was like, well, what are you doing here? That was funny. But yeah, and that's when she gave me a whole tour of the whole shebang mild. And
well,
then I applied.
Nan has been giving me a tour.
You're coming next week.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go to Nan's.
I'm not going to live there forever.
Yep, I'm staying.
But we wanted to talk about one more story from
Hawaii.
Our second trip in Hawaii.
No, it was our first trip.
Oh, okay. You see, I have them all mixed up.
So I booked us a zip lining, and it was really, really fun. But then what happened now? So the two guys, they were all flirting with me and Nia the whole time.
And coincidentally, there was one for each of their ages.
They were our same ages.
So the guy was, the older one was Yuati's age and the younger one was Andrea's age.
Yeah, I think I was a junior going into my senior year.
Yeah. And the older guy, he had told me that he was no longer with his baby mama, but he did have a baby too. And I already had Travis. So we had like a lot of similarities.
And I think there wasn't that many people in our zipline group, huh?
No, it was like 10 of us.
It was like a small group, but then.
But you girls like were like towards the front because they kept talking to y'all.
Yeah, they kept talking to us. And then towards the end, he was like, hey, just stay after everybody leaves. And we're like.
And I was just there like. I was literally just standing there.
We're like, I wonder what the fuck they're going to want. And we were just like cute, little curious. And we stayed. And then at the end, I guess they thought we were curious or something. But they were like. You guys want to go on a zip line alone? And we're like, yeah! We got all happy. But obviously, they with safety regulations and everything, they know what's going on. So they took us on, like, our own private little zip line. Yeah.
They took us on a Jeep, too.
Like, yeah, we're on a Jeep all by ourselves.
And they're all playing
the same. Yeah, the first way there, like, we had to do all the, like, walking up to the zip lines, and then when they took us, we were all on the Jeep.
He's like, let's just go on the Jeep.
Yeah. And I was just standing really there cool. Like.
But Louis went anyway, and like we got a free zip line, and we're like.
And then towards the end, they were like talking to you guys the whole time and giving you guys like free videos.
They wanted to take us to dinner.
Oh, yeah. They asked me and Andrea if we wanted to go to dinner with them. But they were like, oh, like, we know of these really cool spots. Like, come hang out with us and blah, blah, blah. But we told them, we're like, well, we're actually leaving tomorrow. We, like, lied. We're like, we're leaving tomorrow. So, like, for the rest of the night, we, like, we already have, like, a dinner reservation. And they were trying to get us to cancel. They were like, no, just go with us. Like, we'll take you. And we're like, no, that's okay. Thanks.
It's because where was I going to go? I was going to be in the hotel room waiting for them. It was literally just us three. Nobody else. We didn't take any friends or nothing.
It was just us three.
So I would have just been alone in
But
my
then
room.
They made us follow them on IG.
So we followed them on Instagram. And then I think like months later, well, I don't know if you still follow them. I don't know if I still follow them. I don't even know their name, so I can't like look for them on my page.
I don't think I do.
But like a year after the trip later, I don't know if I told you guys.
He messaged you, no?
Messaged me. I think I told Andrea.
I think you did tell me.
He was just like, hey, when are you coming back to the islands? I want to take you out.
I wonder if he saw that you were there right now. He was like,
Well, I don't know if we still follow each other because that was like, what, 4 years ago?
Yeah.
That was like that four years ago.
Yeah. That was a long time ago.
That's crazy, huh?
Was it four or six?
Yeah. No, it was six.
Yeah, it was four. It was four. Yeah.
Sing.
It was four.
I was still in high school.
But I feel like Hawaii is very, very beautiful. And we always have cute little memories.
There's always like crazy stories of when we go. But in general, I think Hawaii is like a really beautiful place to visit. I think the people. Well, no, just like not only just like visually, but I think the people there are so nice. Like even like the flight attendants on the way there are always really nice.
Phenomenal.
Like the people. Like
the locals are so nice, so sweet. They like their culture is so beautiful. Like we always go to luau's and like we try to like learn about their culture and stuff. And I think it's like, oh, it's so beautiful.
Yeah,
like,
no, we love it. This was my fourth time. Mm-hmm. We're both of your thirds.
Yeah.
And then it was our parents' first time. Like we told you guys in our last podcast. So we always wanted to take our parents, so we fully like spoiled them and we went first class. And then Yati got us like a really nice hotel with like really nice views. The whole schedule, and we took them to...
She fucked it up. But
no, and then we took our parents back to this luau that we went to when we went. And my parents loved it. And it was like a beautiful view. Just everything there is so nice and so fun.
But I want to go back without my kids.
Babe, I'm gonna see those are like
no, my Travis kids, like, loved the beach.
Travis was so happy during the beach, anything that had to do with the beach, like he did not want to leave the playa. Literally,
he's like, I don't care about anything else.
But when we weren't at the beach, he was mean to me. No, we were just like, he's just a kid, he's in his 6 years of age and he's getting attitude right now.
He learned what attitude is.
He knows how to talk back now, and he's like, I don't want to do it. We should bring Travis in the podcast.
Imagine just sitting here talking shit. All right.
He's like, what I don't like about Theo Luis is
that would be funny.
So let us know if you want us to bring Travis in the podcast.
But yeah, that was overall a really good trip. It was our parents' first time getting into the ocean.
For real. And you know what's crazy too, Nea? It never got in the ocean. Remember the first time we went?
Yes, I did.
You were all scared. You wouldn't get in the deep.
Well, no, I can't swim. How am I gonna swim?
Oh yeah, I just realized you were like chilling in the deep. This.
I was just like standing in the deep right now. I was like,
yeah, I forgot about that. That was my mom's first time too, and a few like waves were like.
And we were telling her, like, Mom, when the wave comes, you're supposed to jump up. So you go with the wave. But she would jump and then the wave would come.
She was jumping too early.
Yes. So then she would get the pinche wave just.
And it would get her eyes and her mouth all salty.
So it's so salty. I feel like it's saltier than the Pacific Ocean, right? Is it the same ocean?
I'm going to leave.
Yes.
Oh, wait, it is?
Hawaii has a Pacific Ocean?
Oh, I guess it does.
So where do you think it is?
Oh, yeah. It is on the East Coast.
5 hours away.
I mean,
away.
West Coast. It's on the West Coast. We're on the West Coast.
I thought that was a different... Well, it's all 5 hours
it's still
away.
Pacific Ocean. It's in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, huh?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. And why is that on saltier?
Yeah.
And we ask her.
Do I look like a marine biologist?
Can somebody tell us why the water is saltier in Hawaii?
They're like, because a lot of people pee. Imagine all the tourists.
No, they're like, it's the sperm whale or the war.
What the fuck did you just say right now?
It's the whale's sperm.
Ew.
That's what they would say.
You're all pregnant.
Ew. A little baby whale.
Ew. Oh, that's your face.
It's like, I don't know why it didn't register. It's like, all swimming. It's like, it's like, wait, wait, wait. It's like,
it's all, it all fades out. And it's just the outro song. The din, 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 din. It all faded. No, she's all doing like no songs.
I need you to never laugh again.
Where it's like, no, she was like, it's the cataracts. Ew. Every sentence she has laughing. It's always the last thing. I hated that. Okay, Andrea, we need you to press one of the 2, 4, 6, 8 buttons. And that's going to...
2, 4, 6, 8. Who do we appreciate?
That's going to determine this podcast and how it was entertainment-wise. Whichever just button.
Whichever one calls your pussy.
Yeah. It was a joke. That was a good podcast.
Press another one. Wait. Okay. So, 3 buttons will describe each of us personally, okay?
Big
how our life is going. So, we'll start with Louis.
Oh.
Louis's button.
Babes, I'll fail.
Yoati's button.
It's like, that's it, you guys. Thank you so much for listening to Pretty Not Smart. We love
see you
guys.
Next time. Our reality show.
We have a live audience. There we go.
When is it gonna stop?
Make it stop.
I was gonna Montana. Keep
Andreas.
Nah, you cheated, bitch. Another one.
It's a joke. I'm just kidding. Everybody's like, hey. You stopped them all perfect. Again.
You're mean.
All right, you guys.
I'm funny.
That's going to conclude our podcast. Thanks, Sissy, for coming back.
I feel like the best ones are with my sissy now. Not his sister, she's just like, so my sister.
Oh, yeah. Dumbass. Thank you, guys. If you guys want us to do another one talking about our childhood stories, let us know down in the comment section. But she's like, too much trauma.
And watch the ad so we can pay for her flight.
All right. Okay, bye, we'll you guys. Bye.